CBSNews.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Florida.
Residents should be putting their disaster plans into action now.
Emergency Management Executive Director Kevin Guthrie saying this could be a big one. Officials are preparing for a possible Category 4 hurricane to hit the Gulf Coast of Florida this week. They're getting ready for the largest evacuation since 2017.
I'm Peter King. Milton has grown quickly from a tropical storm, and while it's expected to become a major hurricane, National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says any storm that hits land is a bad one.
We don't like people to get too focused on an exact category.
Forecasters expect heavy storm surge, that wall of water you don't want to see coming at you. It's way too soon to say where Milton will land. The Hurricane Center's cone of uncertainty stretches from South Florida to the Big Bend, where Hurricane Helene made landfall. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Indeed, more than a week after Hurricane Helene devastated parts of the southeastern U.S. and Appalachia, residents are still coming to grips with the extent of the destruction. Another challenge, the spread of conspiracy theories. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis on CBS's Face the Nation.
If there are any challenges, call my office. We'll track them down if there are real issues. But quite honestly, most of what I've seen out there is a distraction and not helping the core of the effort right here, which is to save lives and start rebuilding.
Vice President Kamala Harris today dodged a question from 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker about whether the Biden administration supports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Do we have a real close ally in Prime Minister Netanyahu?
I think, with all due respect, the better question is, do we have an important alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
The interview will air tomorrow night on a 60 Minutes primetime special on CBS. For now, the head of Israel's army says his forces will continue to attack Hezbollah without respite. From Jerusalem, reporter Linda Gradstein says the IDF appears to be widening its offensive in Lebanon.
Israel launched more than 30 airstrikes overnight in a heavy bombardment. The Israeli army said Hezbollah fired dozens of rockets at northern Israel, some of which were intercepted. Israel says it has found large amounts of weapons in civilian homes in South Lebanon.
The New York Liberty has advanced to the WNBA Finals for the second straight year. The game was on ABC.
Ionescu finds Stevens, extra feed, Jones, connects!
The Liberty beat the two-time defending champion Las Vegas Aces 76-62. It's the Liberty's sixth trip to the finals, but the team has never won the title. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight tonight. Got a great show. We'll tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. Let's kick the night off with a double dip of a band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Driveway Thrift Dwellers. The same darn way as Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Were we standing in the rain? Or was it a sunny day? Were we sleeping in a cornfield? Or were we in a motel room? I don't remember what year it was, but I remember. Darling, you've been gone for years, and I still feel the same damn way I did back when we were kids. within days, of course, you found out. Woke up and my voicemail was full and my car had disappeared overnight. My friends all said the same thing, you were bad news.
Kicking off the show with a double dip of the Driveway Thrift Dwellers out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That was Bad News, The Same Damn Way before that. Of course, they're from Milwaukee, but they're coming to Madison for a show at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, October 10th. That's this coming Thursday, and they're playing with the Millbillies. So that's going to be a really good show. Check that out at the High Noon here in Madison. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin, along with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
I'm Jimmy K. Hello, folks.
What's
happening,
Jimmy?
You have a big smile on your face, too. today.
You know, Saturdays in Madison are special, especially when your Wisconsin Badgers beat up on a Big Ten opponent, Purdue.
That felt good, didn't it?
It did. Mm-hmm. 52-6.
Uh-huh.
Was it supposed to be that big of a win?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, Wisconsin is a young team. Yeah. They still have a lot of improvement to do. Mm-hmm. Purdue is a little rough this year. They've only won one game.
I'll take that, though. Ooh, only one. I was looking for their record. Okay.
They're kind of in a rebuilding type of deal. So, you know, it's nice to have a big win like this for the Badgers. But at the same time, we have a lot to work to do, especially since next week we're going on the road to Piscataway, New Jersey to play the Rutgers.
Oh.
Scarlet Knights.
Yes. And I know we've done pretty well against them, but I think they've done the rebuilding already.
They have.
With Rutgers.
And
so,
I believe they are undefeated. I know they won today. And so that's going to be a tough game for Bucky.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, we'll take this. We'll live off of this for the week, and we'll hopefully push it through to the next Saturday.
Did you go to the game today? Any special stories from the game? Anybody? No.
No.
Such a lovely day. It was just one of those days. We didn't have tickets, so opened up all the windows, cranked up the TV, did some work around the house listening to the game.
Yes.
I love, though, when everybody's got their windows open in the neighborhood and you know everybody's watching or listening to the game, and at any given moment, you can hear everybody go, yeah!
I was in my office.
Often today. Oh. Yeah.
I was in my office today working, actually building the playlist for tonight, and Mrs. K was in the living room watching it on the, and you know, we have Hulu, so, but our TVs were like not synced up. So
oh no.
She was going, yay, touchdown, when it happened like a second or two later
for
me.
You're like, shh, don't say anything.
Different time zones in the house, you know?
Yeah.
I know. I love watching the Packers and watching and listening to the Packers radio network to the game. That is so fun, but it seems like when they went to digital a few years back,
it's
never in sync anymore.
Because I love to listen to the Brewers when they were still playing.
Yeah, that was a tough loss.
Oh, that was brutal. But I love the broadcast on the radio because of Bob Uecker, of course. Right. And then watching on TV, yes. Totally disconnected.
You know, we're lucky here in Wisconsin. We got some great play-by-play sports.
Do.
You know, Bob over in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Of course, Wayne and Larrabee up
with
in Green
Packers.
Bay.
And The Rock.
And Matt LaPay here in Madison for the Badgers. He is
fabulous.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a fabulous show for you tonight.
We do.
What's coming up tonight?
Well, let me just tell you about that, Jimmy. We have Flannel Fest organizer Eric Gillen. He is here right now. Do you have to wear flannel? Where is it happening this year? Who does it help? The Mascot Theories. Eric Gillen will share all the details with us. Aaron Weber. We welcome Aaron Weber as a sponsor of our show and to explain the recent drop in interest rates and how helpful it is in the market. But you know what? He's got some big news today.
Huge news.
Huge news.
Oh, okay.
Bigger than interest rates.
Oh.
Bigger than interest
okay,
rates.
Okay, I can't wait to see him. He's always fun anyway. You know, he's fun to chat with.
Canopy Dance, the artistic director, Lisa Thurl, she's going to be in here, powerful and vulnerable at the same time. We'll learn about how the new Canopy show coming up at the Overture Center in Madison is absolutely amazing. Mm. And Anthony Brown, the Mama Listening Sessions, we're going to hear about what's going on with the local monthly events that are happening. And Kathy Couture, she is in the lair. Maybe not so live in the lair, we'll call it this time, for us in-studio concert this week. We're going to be playing her album and talking to her. She has, Terry, an amazing story.
She really does. It's going to move everyone, I think.
And then 10 o'clock is Shane Christopher Neal with Indy 45 Rock Show from Ontario, Canada. And Rob Roberts will be in after 11 with After Hours. We'd love to hear from you tonight, too. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text us directly from the Civic Media app.
So easy.
Are either of you Monopoly fans?
Kiss Monopoly.
I love Monopoly. It's one of my favorite board games. Did you know that they're going to be making a Monopoly game specifically for different cities around the United States? And Madison, Wisconsin is one of those cities.
How about it?
This is really cool, actually. They're going to have different landmarks, local businesses, nonprofits that are of significance here in Madison on the Monopoly board for you to land on and buy on and stuff, you know?
I sure hope they have the Clyde Stubblefield bench on there.
You know, that should be, they're taking suggestions.
Oh, we should suggest it, you guys. Yeah. Let's do that.
Everybody needs to get on that boat.
I'm writing it down right now to do it.
So from the Spectrum News story that's online here, Katie Bradshaw, who works for Top Trump's, who makes
the Monopoly game, no relation to the other Trump.
Got it.
They said, quote, with Monopoly Madison Edition, they want to make it as authentically as they can to capture the essence of what makes the capital city special. So, you know, Madison historic staples. And they invite anybody to share their favorite spots that they think should be on the Monopoly board.
We should all go sit on the Clyde Stubblefield bench and have someone take a photo.
Oh, yeah.
And then we could be like, this is it.
Give yeah. the
this
drummer
is
song.
So cool.
Like,
yes.
It could be, actually, it could be the Luther Allison bench and the Clyde Stubblefield bench could be like Park Place and Boardwalk.
That
right?
Would be so
that
great.
Would be fitting, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I love the Clyde Stubblefield mm-hmm. idea. That's great. What do you think? What are some staples in Madison that should be on the Monopoly board that features Madison? 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We're going to do some Brett Newsky in a moment. Right now, Armchair
Where's
Boogie.
Rocks, sitting at the corner of the field, I find myself on top of those stones. Shining down from the heavens, and they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. I wouldn't do that to myself. Why would I drink my night away? Oh, yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might see. Buy my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to grow a little of their way. Kind of freaky.
told me to do it.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Brett Newski, also out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What do you got to lose? Brett is playing October 12th at the Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, and also on November 15th at the Falcon Bowl. That's in, where is that? That's in Milwaukee, on the east side of Milwaukee.
It's a ballroom. It's a classic ballroom, East Clark Street on Milwaukee's east side. And they're going to be with Social Sig and Colin Bracewell.
How have I never been there?
The Falcon Bowl, yeah.
That kinda sounds, you know, pretty amazing.
North of Brady Street a little bit.
Okay, yeah. I know Clark Street, but I didn't know that.
Sounds swanky.
Sounds wonderful.
I love those old bar rooms.
Is it a bowling alley, too?
You know, I've never been there, personally. But
time for a road trip.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a great area. I love the east side of Milwaukee.
Mm, I do, too.
We did some Armchair Boogie before that. They have a show coming up at the Hen House Prowlers.
No, it's at the Majestic Theater.
Oh, at the Majestic.
They're with the Hen House Prowlers.
Thank you.
And work, October 25th, Majestic Madison.
That show's going to be off the hook right there.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Hope your evening is going well. We're doing pretty well here at Civic Media. You can send us an email. You can text us. You can call us, 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app. Tell us, what's the perfect Madison landmark to put on the Madison Monopoly game. How about the Barrymore? You know, you could put.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be perfect.
I mean, that's kind of a Madison landmark.
That would be nice.
Or the Orpheum. Mm-hmm. You know, Madison festivals should definitely have a couple of properties.
Oh,
on
I
the
like
board.
That a lot.
McPike Park. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I have an old Monopoly game I bought when the Packers were in the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. So, unfortunately,
you we got lost the that losing one.
The Packers are Park Place and the Broncos are Boardwalk. You know, if we would have won, it would have been the other way around, right?
Right.
And so it's pretty cool because, you know, each NFL team is one of them. And, and now some of the teams that were like, you know, the Baltics and stuff like that, they're like really good. And some of the teams are really good. They're like the Baltics.
And I wasn't kidding. I actually have a Kiss Monopoly game.
Wow.
It's pretty rocking.
Does it have the little metal Kiss characters?
It does.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, I love how every game is really like made for whatever it's representing, like the Packers. Or it'll be interesting to see like what little characters they use for Madison.
The
little pieces. Yeah.
A flamingo has to be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
A pink flamingo. Mm-hmm. You know, another spot would be cool on the board if you're looking for like small businesses. You could have like a greasy spoon spot and put the Cottage Cafe on there. Or Willoughby's on Willie Street.
Oh, that's nice.
How about characters, though? We could go with the guy, you know, that wears the cape, and he only wears, like, a G-string.
Is that the one that rides the moped with the dog goggles on?
Yeah, he's got to have a character in the Monopoly game.
Well, he is a character, so yes, why not? Oh,
Art Paul Schlosser should have a...
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
wow.
He could be one of the... I would use Art Paul's piece every time I play the Madison Monopoly game.
That's awesome.
Because I would win.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because would be a guaranteed win, I think. Yes.
Like Paul Soglin. They'd have to have him. Yeah. Right?
What's the oldest building in Madison? I'm not even sure anymore. Or the coolest building,
the
I
Ohio
guess.
Tap.
Oh,
well, I suppose
it's spooky too.
The oldest bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Memorial Union Terrace, of course. You know, or maybe Mansion Hill. That could be a good one.
Nice. Have we already covered the whole board now?
We're
leaving
it.
Nothing for suggestions.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Hey, Eric Jellin is in the house.
Woo!
We can have a mascot theory Monopoly board. How about that?
Ooh.
That'd be cool. We're going to talk about Flannel Fest. Stick around.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Everybody's got a place to hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to be learned. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up piece by piece by piece. Everybody's got a boat to row. Everybody loves an afterglow. Everybody keep one hand on your phone. Everybody needs a holiday. Everybody lets the bad days marinate. Everybody's lives in retrograde. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy, we can build it up piece by piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy, we can build it up piece by piece by piece. Everybody form an echelon as everybody leaves Babylon. Everybody in the crowd just sing along.
What we need, what we need,
yeah, just a little piece.
What we need, what we need, what we need,
yeah, just a little piece.
What we need.
Tragedy, we can build it up piece by piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy, we can build it up piece by piece by piece.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the Mascot Theory, piece by piece by piece. So good there. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you on a Saturday night. And Terry, the Mascot Theory, big part of a big event coming up here in Madison and around the state of Wisconsin,
Absolutely. Actually,
for a very good cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been doing this 11 years already.
Crazy.
Wow. So it is the 11th annual Flannel Fest. And I'm going to say it right now. We'll ask you again, Eric, at the end of the interview. But save these dates. Friday, November 15th at Tanner's in Kimberly. And then Saturday, November 16th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. And we've been saying, okay, what's this all about? If you've never been, if you've never even heard of it. And why all the flannel? Which is something that's so cool. I just love that everybody wears flannel. Here is one of the founders, as you have probably come to understand. This is a fundraising festival, the Mascot Theory's Eric Chellin, who is live in the studio with us. And yes, you
Eric,
and your band.
Hello.
One of the founders of this thing. Did you ever think it would last this long?
Beth Killey and I started it, and we were literally looking for a reason to play put our bands together on a bill. That was literally it. And then we were like, well, we should probably attach a charity to it as well. I think that would be a good idea. And so we kind of searched around for different charities, and there's so many good ones.
Oh, man.
But this one we really liked, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. Mm-hmm. We found them and just really loved the fact that they were going to be coming to the event. They had a table. They had all the information. So they basically became a partner of ours.
Don't they bring fantastic. The big corn thing,
they
too,
did
that's
the
supposed
first couple
to
of years.
Signify staying warm with corn?
They had done a corn maze, like, fundraiser around that time. And so they had all these giant 5 foot tall corn fluffy things. And so, yeah, they had a bunch of extras that first couple of years.
That was really fun.
So, yeah, we just kind of started doing that. We started to get to know Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund a lot more. And then it just kind of just kept going. And we've kind of escalated a little bit every year.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, this has been going on for a while. We've had you on Max Inc. Radio almost all of those years to promote Flannel Fest.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
And it has... It's grown so much over the years. What do you credit the success for that?
I think a lot of it is, for one, the people that come out, the people that buy tickets and support this event and support the music. And one thing that we wanted to do is to make sure that we had some great artists, some from across the state, or now we kind of go a little more national as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we just really wanted to make sure the event was a really good time. And so, and you know, with the charity that was there, they were there with all that information, and just people that were actually on stage performing kind of came up to the charity that I think it was the very first event, and they're like, listen, you are helping out, you helped me out in the wintertime when I didn't have money for this certain month and for heat. So it was just a really cool, like, ooh, there's a connection here that we should really try to keep this going and just keep elevating. And so we just kind of have had that opportunity as people have been supporting it. We've been able to go a little bit bigger the next time.
Well, you've even had a reunion show where you brought back a whole bunch of the bands that had played in the early shows. You've done some silent auctions, and I think you had a cribbage board that somebody won one time. I'm like,
yeah, we
this
had
is so fun.
Custom Flannel Fest cribbage boards.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes, you do wear flannel.
Yeah. I was just before we go on, I would imagine, too, part of the growth, too, is from the artists that you're bringing in. And it really seems like the artists are really enthusiastic about playing Flannel Fest.
Yeah, it's been amazing just to have, obviously, Beth Kelly Band and the Mascot Theory. Somehow they get on the bill every year.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look into that.
It's kind of like VO5 at Atwood Fest.
There you go. But it's been fun just to bring in a lot of different bands. And now we are kind of going more national.
Yeah.
So it's good to work with some of these national booking agents and try to explain to them what we've got going on.
And you do two shows. So if someone comes, and I know this year you're doing it a little different with one band at one show, one band at the other.
It's the same show. It's the same bands.
Mm-hmm.
We're just having the two headliners swap.
How about that?
So we have two headliners this year, two national headliners.
Ooh, and tell us more about those then.
Yeah, so in Madison we have actually one of my all-time favorite bands. I call them modern, but they're probably like 2000s now.
Which
I guess we're older now, so... Used to say they're my favorite modern band, right? But Blitz and Trapper, amazing folk rock band, and I think they're out of Portland or somewhere over on that West Coast. So one of my favorite bands that we've actually played with before down at Shake the Lake many years ago did that. And so we got to know them a little bit then. And then we have Old 97s, which is an amazing band as well, out of that kind of Americana folk rock kind of scene.
They're coming up from Dallas.
Are they from Dallas?
I believe they're, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Thank you.
I was thinking Texas.
I looked all this up earlier.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
I do research sometimes.
And I see the show on November 15th is at Tanner's.
Yes.
In Kimberly, which is a great place. I've been to in Kimberly up there, you know, big paper mill up there, right?
Yeah, all around.
Paper.
Yep.
And Tanner's is a great bar up there downtown.
Yeah, and it's a bar, so you're like, how can you get that many people in there? But they have this whole area that's kind of next to it that's got, it's just a big kind of sports complex, sports kind of thing. So like volleyball or basketball or all that. So I actually went up there and toured it earlier this year when we were trying to find a space for it. And we're like, this could be the place. You know, we're trying to find that perfect size venue for what we're doing. That's not like the Performing Arts Center in Appleton or something gigantic. We're just kind of escalating. Maybe we'll get there someday.
Yes.
But for now, you know, let's just kind of see what we can do for that.
Well, Barrymore in Madison. I mean, that's a pretty decent size.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I wish they had that same kind of thing up in Appleton area.
Right.
But Tanner's is going to be a blast. I know they put on some pretty big shows in that back area there. So
I wonder, can they leave the sand if it's a volleyball court and then everybody can go barefoot? That'd be a flannel.
Beach party.
That sounds horrible.
No,
No, only because we play at Middleton Good Neighbor Festival usually over the years, and we used to have to play on a volleyball court.
Oh.
So we would be on a stage, but then right in front of it, we'd get off stage, and then you're just like trudging through the sand to go see people. You're like, this
give
is
your
weird.
Legs a good workout there.
Kind of weird. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Eric Jellin from the Mass Garrett Theory. We're talking about Flannel Fest is happening Friday, November 15th at Tanner's in Kimberly, and then Saturday, November 16th. At the Barrymore Theater here in Madison. Let's talk about the charity itself, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. It's a great charity. Talk about the work they do and how we can help other than going to Flannel Fest.
Yeah, so they put on a lot of – we try to put on a lot of different events, so I work with them a lot more now. Since Flannel Fest started 11 years ago, and that's the first time I got to know them, over the years I've started to get them – to know them even more and work with them and work for them in a lot of different areas. So we put on some events, random events every now and then. They have a big golf outing that they do. That's kind of their bigger thing that they do in Lake Geneva in the summer. The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund, basically they help out any of our Wisconsinites that are in need with making sure that they're going to keep their heat and their power on during the winter or keep it cool in the, you know, basically it's all in the name. So cool in the summertime when it's super hot, just making sure that those basic life-saving necessities that we all sort of take for granted, that our friends and family and neighbors, that they're taken care of.
I remember asking you about, you know, the veterans, how much help they get, and senior citizens are living on a certain income. But I think what really hit me one time was you mentioned somebody in the music industry in Wisconsin needed some help, and you were able to help.
Yeah, and one of the big things we did too, coming out of the pandemic and kind of in the pandemic and then coming out of it, we did an initiative called Crescendo on Wisconsin campaign, where it was specifically raising funds and awareness for entertainers in our state. So we got musicians and really anybody that's involved with entertainment. Yeah. So we wanted to make sure, and we got Butch Vig and a bunch of folks, a bunch of local personalities to help out and just get the word out and raise money for those folks during that time, which saw a lot more people that suddenly weren't able to do what they're supposed to do, especially musicians and entertainers for like a year, basically, where we were told, don't go out and play. And we're like, we don't know what's going on. So let's not hurt people and just stay home. And so it was a very confusing time, obviously. But that was a very, very cool thing that we were able to do at that very specific time that hopefully we'll never have to deal with again.
No.
But it was a really fun thing. And so KWWF.org is the charity's website, and you can do donations and see other things that they've got going on there too across the state.
We'll share that too.
Yeah.
Now tell us how much you guys over 10 years, right? Do you know how much you've raised for the charity?
Yes, I sent it to you earlier and I forgot the number already. I believe it's like $137,000.
Nice.
Wow. $137,000.
And that's helped a lot of people across Wisconsin.
Exactly. And that's the cool thing too about this charity. It's actually under the umbrella of Energy Services Inc. And we actually have service centers in like 35 counties in so it's about half the counties in the state. So this is literally statewide. It's literally Wisconsin. So that's the one thing we liked about, and why we went up to Appleton area too, to start doing it up there as well, which I think we started that maybe after 4 years or 5 years.
I know you've tried to have shows also in other places, but sometimes the weather is so weird in November.
Yeah.
But I do love that you are still doing two shows. So anybody from anywhere can get to these shows.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do more at some point. The nice thing now is that we do it over 2 days in a row. So especially when you're looking at national talent, it's much easier to say, okay, we're going to bring you in and we got two shows that we want you to play.
That's excellent.
A little bit easier when you're dealing with a lot of non-routed shows for bands that aren't necessarily coming through here. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a nice thing. And doing a third one would be like a Thursday or something. We're not quite sure about that. But we've thought about doing two weekends, but...
How much does the bands have to sort of buy into this? Are they really like behind this, or do you just like, they're just like, it's another gig and they're hired and they don't even know what they're showing up to?
Technically, they're hired for the gigs. And that's a big thing too, is that we want to make sure that all the bands that were coming in got paid fairly. We're not asking anybody to play for free. We want, you know, it's a partnership. It's a team thing. We want everybody to have a good experience. What we're finding recently is with these national bands, you know, and even from the beginning, we never really said, you have to wear flannel, but they just, people do.
They
and
do.
It's really
I love
fun
it so
when
much.
We've had these national bands come in and they're wearing some of their members are wearing flannel, and you're like, geez, I never put that on the riders or anything that you had to, or in the contracts that you have to wear flannel, but they just kind of do it.
I have a story. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts played, And one of the members in the band forgot it was Flannel Fest. Didn't have flannel. Beth Killey took off her flannel and let him wear it.
I love the shirt. There's a picture out there with him without the shirt. And too. Yes, it might even be on the website or was at one point.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's Dave. How generous everyone is. Yeah. Yes.
Did Beth have an extra flannel?
I think she just went with what she had on under her flannel.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, that flannel might have been a little smaller, huh?
this guy's tiny. Oh, yeah, he's kind of tiny.
I don't think he buttoned it, though. No, I feel like it was just, like, on.
And that's how cool this event is, though, because everybody just comes together, has such a good time. So thanks for throwing such a wonderful festival.
Thanks to everybody helping promote it and coming out to the events.
And thank you for coming in. Flannel Fest, once again, happening. Mm-hmm. It's happening Friday, November 15th. Put that on your calendar.
Yes.
If you're up in the Fox Valley area, Tanner's in Kimberly, Wisconsin. And then Saturday, November 16th, here in Madison at the Barrymore Theater. People want to get tickets. What's the easiest way to do that, Eric?
Best place is flannelfest.com.
Flannelfest.com.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in, man. It's great to see you again.
Thank you so much.
And thanks
I appreciate
for all
it.
Your efforts, Eric. Thank so you. Wonderful.
Let's do. Oh, before we go, let me ask you another question, Eric. Yeah. We were talking about this Monopoly board earlier, the Madison theme Monopoly. If you had to pick two businesses or nonprofits or locations to put on the Monopoly board, what would that be?
Well, obviously, we need to put Flannel Fest on there somewhere.
You knew that.
That's
would
all
be
I got. That's all it, I got at the
it
moment.
Fits.
But
it's fits.
I mean, it's great.
I actually remember playing when I was really young. My aunt and uncle had like a University of Wisconsin Monopoly, so it was all UW-based stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I just remember seeing the board game and playing it probably the wrong way because we were super young. But I just remember it being all like State Street was on there, and it was
oh wow,
yeah, way back in the day.
How about that?
Wow, I'm gonna have to check eBay. See if
somebody
yeah,
there you go.
It's probably like Wisconsinopoly. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just redoing it with Madison or.
Yeah.
UW-opoly, I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us. Tell us your Monopoly board Madison theme suggestions. We'd love to hear it. Let's do some mascot theory right now.
Yeah.
Blowing smoke singles on Max Inc. Radio.
There's a red light cutting through the fog tonight. A short burst of a flashing hazard light. Just a hope and a prayer that we'll all escape and not be forgotten words on a missing page. All my misery wrapped in a hard lesson. See the distant past as an ice cold blessing. Full moon chasing all the clouds away as I wait for the morning song of a brand new day. I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no hope.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no hope.
I'm still seeing ghosts at the funeral.
I'm still seeing ghosts at the funeral.
To tell me if I'm wrong or right. A dead constellation as an acolyte. These days it's getting pretty hard to judge the winner of this game of truth and lies that we play. Hey, I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke signals.
Beautiful. I'm still seeing ghosts at the funeral.
on Civic Media. We are local music with the Mascot Theory, Blowing Smoke singles. Don't forget Flannel Fest happening Friday, November 15th at Tanner's up in Kimberly, and Saturday, November 16th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Get your tickets at flannelfest.com. We're going to do a double dip of Beth Keeley. She's also playing Flannel Fest, kicking off the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, we're going to talk with Canopy Dance in the 7 o'clock hour, and I believe Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group will see us as well. Let's do some Brian Cherry now out of Milwaukee. Shake It All Night is Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I say yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I said yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I said yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. Love is an intangible thing. But when I saw you, I knew I had it. Sitting there, vibing with your friend. And Lord knows I had to have it. So yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I say yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I said yeah, yeah. We can shake it all night. I said yeah, yeah. Say, say, yeah, say. Been trying to get caught in your trap. Cause that's where I feel the most alive at. You might be an illusion, but I wanna be a planet around your sun. I said, yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. It all night. I said, yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all now. I said, yeah, yeah. We can shake it all now. I said, yeah, yeah. Don't you break it all now. I said, yeah, we can shake it. We can shake it all.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio.
We are.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.